Union with Christ assures us there is no depth to which humanity can go that God's love cannot reach and redeem. As we look at ourselves, we may see only failure or disgrace. But this is neither the whole truth nor the final truth about who we are in Christ. Jesus sees into the very depths of our shame and pours His love into these broken places. God in Christ reaches all the way down into the depths of the human experience and pulls us all the way up into His very life. It is staggering, but it is the case. This doesn't mean that we become divine in the sense that God's essence is infused into ours. It means that we are called into the divine family. We don't become something more than human. We become fully human when God joins His life to ours. The highest good of human life, indeed the purpose of creation and redemption, is communion with God. By rooting and grounding our lives in something so much greater than ourselves, God convinces us, beyond our ability to comprehend, that we are loved in a way that surpasses knowledge. We have communion with the love of God the Father. Perhaps you don't have trouble believing that Jesus loves you, but God the Father remains a shadowy figure, distant and dark. Adding to this distance, sometimes we speak as if Jesus had to die to convince or coerce His Father into loving us, as if the Father were unwilling. But this is a tragic misunderstanding of God's heart. It is only because God the Father loved us first, while we were yet His enemies, that He was willing to deliver up His only Son for us. Such is the love of God the Father, with whom we now have communion. What heights of love! We have communion with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is full of grace upon grace. Jesus, the only child of God by nature, is yet not ashamed to welcome us into His family by adoption through His blood. Our communion with God the Father is made possible by the grace of our Lord Jesus, who is our mediator and who never grows tired of us or weary of dispensing His grace. What depths of peace! And we have communion with the Holy Spirit, our comforter and advocate. In the courtroom of our conscience, when the voice of our own heart rises up to condemn us, the Spirit of God bears witness with ours that we are God's children and gives us, beyond what words alone could, certainty of our salvation by pointing us back to our Savior. The Spirit subjectively assures us of what is objectively true. What blessed assurance! If I've made it sound as though union with Christ touches on everything God has given us in the gospel, well, that's because it does. Union with Christ is cosmic in its scope, and we have only peeked through the telescope at its unfathomable expanses. The Christ, who is the head of this new family, who has inaugurated this new mission, who is the clue to understanding the story of your own life and also of all history, who has decisively defeated all challengers to His power and authority, the Christ before whom everything is relativized, we are united to this Christ. And through Him, we have been called upon into God's own life. Isn't it fitting, then, that our heads should spin? When you consider the cosmic dimensions of our union with Christ, can we do anything but break out in wonder and praise? Over and against a shallow emotionalism that reduces the things of God only to how they impact us individually, but also over and against an arid intellectualism that reduces the things of God to abstract doctrines of cold assent, union with Christ brings together what we so desperately need today: the highest theology and the deepest spirituality. Union with Christ holds together God and life like nothing else can, because it shows us that these are inseparable. Union with Christ shows us truth is not an abstract idea to be understood. Truth is a person to whom we are united and in whom our lives are rooted and grounded in love. This is what it means to be saved. To be united to Him who is grace and truth, justice and peace.